Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2015. Nursing homes must meet certain quality standards to participate in Medicare and Medicaid. To monitor compliance with these standards, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services use state data from on-site surveys and other data on nursing home quality. A team led by Linda Cohn, a director in GAO's healthcare team, reviewed recent results and trends in the data and looked at CMS's nursing home oversight activities. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Linda to talk about what they found.
Can you give me a sense of the scope or the number of nursing homes around the country that participate in Medicare or Medicaid?
There are almost 16,000 nursing homes across the country that participate in Medicare and Medicaid. These nursing homes take care of almost 1.5 million people. Residents of nursing homes are generally elderly and/or disabled individuals. So this is a vulnerable population, and so it's important that the quality of care for these people be as good as possible.
And what kinds of quality data do the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, collect and use for oversight?
CMS has several types of data they collect on a regular basis directly from each of those 16,000 nursing homes. We looked at four sets of data, and we actually found mixed results on whether the quality of care in nursing homes has improved over time. We looked at, for example, deficiencies identified during nursing home inspections. So if a nursing home doesn't meet a CMS standard of care, a deficiency is issued for correction. And our data showed that over 10 years, between 2005 to 2014, the number of the most serious deficiencies declined by 41%. We also looked at staffing data from 2009 to 2014, and we found that total nurse hours per resident per day increased by 9%, more nurses. We looked at the subset of quality measures that nursing homes report on that relate to a whole variety of issues, such as number of residents with pressure ulcers or bed sores, or residents who had a fall with the major injuries. We saw a decrease in the number of reported quality problems between 2011 and 2014. So these measures suggest possible improvements in quality. But over the same time period from 2005 to 2014, we saw a 21% increase in consumer complaints filed, with 30 states showing an increase in the number of complaints coming in. So that's our mixed picture, with some data showing improved care, but a lot of complaints showing up over the same time period.
Now, in your report, you talk about some changes that CMS has made. Have they improved their oversight?
CMS has made a number of modifications to its activities for conducting nursing home oversight. Some of the changes expanded their oversight activities. So, for example, CMS is shifting the source of data on staffing from self-reported data to getting payroll data from the nursing homes. It has expanded the tools and training for surveyors that do on-site inspections. But we also note other changes that may have reduced CMS's oversight activities. For example, CMS has cut back on the scope of surveys done by its regional offices that evaluate the skills of the on-site surveyors. CMS also reduced the number of facilities that are subject to increased inspections due to a history of poor performance. CMS said these changes were made because of increasing responsibilities and limited resources. CMS does not know whether their own changes had an adverse effect on their ability to oversee nursing home quality. Now, at the same time that CMS was implementing changes, states were also implementing some of their own changes, and CMS may not always know about those. So some of the changes, whether at the federal or state level, could be positive. They might provide some best practices on how to work in a resource-constrained environment. However, when the changes affect what CMS identifies as being essential for oversight, there could be possible concerns.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Nursing home residents are a vulnerable population who need to have the best care possible. CMS can do more to assure it has the information it needs to effectively carry out its oversight responsibilities and continuously improve the quality of care in nursing homes.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.